Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez launch manufacturing facility for C-295 aircraft in Vadodara. Prime Minister to dedicate multiple projects worth nearly 5,000 crore rupees at Amreli in Gujarat. Scrutiny of nominations is in progress for Jharkhand Assembly polls. Food and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi launches online grievance redressal portal for rice millers, assures government committed to buy entire yield produced by the rice millers. Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 is being observed across the country from today to achieve a corruption-free society. And in sports, Indian grapplers end Under-23 World Wrestling Championship campaign with 9 medals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex for the manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara today. This is the first private sector final assembly line for the manufacturing of military aircraft in India. Addressing on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Tata Aircraft Complex reinforces India's position as a trusted partner in global aerospace manufacturing. He added that the factory will not only strengthen the India-Spain ties, but also empower the Make in India and Make for the World mission. Stressing upon India's rising capabilities in defence manufacturing, the Prime Minister said, "The day is not far when India will manufacture civilian aircraft for the world and India's MSME sector will have a big role to play in it."
Aaj se hum Bharat aur Spain ki partnership ko nayi disha de rahe hain. Ye factory Bharat-Spain sambandhon ko majbooti dene ke saath hi Make in India, Make for the World is mission ko bhi sasakt karne wali.
The Prime Minister also highlighted the unprecedented growth of India's defence sector and several steps taken by his government to build a vibrant defence industry in the country and boost private sector partnership in defence manufacturing. Nearly 1,000 defence startups have been established in the country during the last 5 years. During the last 10 years, India's defence exports have increased 30-fold. India is now exporting defence equipment to more than 100 countries in the world.
हमने defence manufacturing में private sector की भागीदारी को विस्तार दिया, public sector को efficient बनाया. IDEX, यानी Innovation for Defence Excellence जैसी स्कीमों ने स्टार्टअप्स को गति दी. बीते 5-6 सालों में ही भारत में करीब 1,000 नए डिफेंस स्टार्टअप बने हैं.
Mr. Modi said the new facility in Vadodara will play a key role in providing skills and technology to youth in the country and generate thousands of jobs for them. Talking about the strong people-to-people ties between India and Spain through food, films and football, the Prime Minister said both the countries have decided to celebrate the year 2026 as the year of culture, tourism and AI. Speaking on the occasion, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said the partnership between Airbus and Tata will contribute to the progress of the Indian aerospace industry and will open new doors for the arrival of other European companies. Both the leaders held a roadshow from the airport to the Tata Aircraft Complex. Later, they held delegation-level talks.
Excellency, हमारी साझेदारी सदियों पुरानी है. लोकतंत्र और रूल ऑफ लॉ जैसी वैल्यूज में साझा विश्वास हम दोनों को जोड़ता है. इकोनॉमी, डिफेंस, फार्मा, आईटी, साइंस एंड टेक्नोलॉजी, रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी जैसे कई क्षेत्रों में हमारा मजबूत सहयोग है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of projects worth around 4,900 crore rupees at Amreli in Gujarat. These projects will benefit the citizens of Amreli, Jamnagar, Morbi, Devbhoomi, Dwarka, Junagadh, Porbandar, Kutch and Botad districts of the state. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the water conservation initiative of Dholakia Foundation Bharat Mata Sarovar in Dudhala in Amreli. Our correspondent reports that the projects which will be launched at Amreli today are related to road, railway, water supply and tourism.
The PM will dedicate to the nation Bhuj Nalia Rail Gauge Conversion Project, which has been built at a cost of around 1,100 crores. Beside this, road projects worth over 2,800 crores and water conservation projects worth more than 700 crore rupees will also be launched today in Amreli. These include the four-laning of various sections of NH 151, 151A and 51. Also, the Nauda to Chavan bulk pipeline. This pipeline will benefit 67 lakh beneficiaries across 36 cities and more than 1200 villages of Botad, Amreli, Junagadh, Rajkot and Porbandar districts. Various tourism related initiatives will also be launched today, which include the transforming the Karli Recharge Reservoir of Mokasagar in Porbandar district into a world class sustainable ecotourism destination. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In Jharkhand, scrutiny of nomination papers for the first phase of assembly elections is underway. 805 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Candidates can withdraw their nominations up to the 30th of October. Counting of votes will be held on November the 23rd. Meanwhile, in Assam, scrutiny of nomination papers for the by-polls to five assembly seats is in progress. 38 candidates have filed nomination papers for by-polls to Dholai, Samaguri, Behali, Sidli and Bongaigaon constituencies to be held on the 13th of next month. Our correspondent reports that the ruling BJP has filed nominations in three seats, while UPPL and Aham Gana Parishad in one seat each. The opposition Congress has put up candidates in all the five seats. AAP and Boroland People's Front have filed nominations for two and one seat, respectively. On the penultimate day for filing nominations for the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly polls, candidates from various parties, including Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, submitted their nomination papers today. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
Before filing his nomination from the Kopri Patspakhadi constituency, CM Shinde participated in a large rally in Thane. Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar submitted his nomination papers from his traditional Baramati seat. His rival and nephew, Yugendra Pawar, who is the Mahavikas Aghadi candidate from Baramati, also filed his nomination in the presence of NCP-SP Supremo Sharad Pawar. Congress leader Vijay Vadettivar submitted his nomination from Brahmapuri Assembly seat. Nilesh Rane, the son of MP Narayan Rane, submitted his nomination from Kudar. Maharashtra Navanirman Sena candidate Amit Thackeray filed his nomination from Mahim. Many other candidates are also filing their nominations for the polls. Tomorrow is the last day to submit nominations. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi has assured farmers that the government is committed to buying the entire yield that is produced by the rice millers. He said this today during the launch of the Food Corporation of India grievance redressal system for the rice millers in New Delhi. The minister stated that the grievance redressal mechanism is given the topmost priority by the government. He said the whole redressal will be online, starting from registration to finding a solution. He assured the farmers that every complaint of the millers will be dealt with and resolved in a transparent manner. Speaking about the features of the portal, the minister said that the millers will be able to register their complaints and receive the resolution with real-time tracking and automated assignment to the concerned officer.
आज हम मिलर्स को भी कह रहे हैं आपका जो भी ग्रीवेंसेस आएगा दैट ग्रीवेंसेस विल बी एड्रेस्ड एंड इट विल बी एड्रेस्ड इन द मोस्ट ट्रांसपेरेंट मैनर दो दिस सिस्टम वी हैव डन इट एंड विद जस्ट फ्यू टैप्स ऑन देयर मोबाइल डिवाइस आवर राइस मिलर्स कैन रजिस्टर ग्रीवेंसेस ट्रैक इट्स स्टेटस एंड रिसीव द स्विफ्ट रेजोल्यूशन.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. The Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 is being observed across the country from today to promote probity in public life and achieve a corruption-free society. The theme of the week is Culture of Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. It is observed to create greater sensitivity about the need for ethics and transparency in governance and public administration. The observance of the week will commence with a pledge taking by public servants in the ministries, departments, PSUs, banks and all other organizations. During the week, several functions will be organized to create awareness about the corrupt practices. Every year, Vigilance Awareness Week is observed in the week in which the birthday of Bharat Ratna Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel falls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth tomorrow through video conferencing. The Rozgar Mela will be organized at 40 locations nationwide, with new recruits joining the central government across various ministries and departments. Over 2,37,000 volunteers of National Cadet Corps, Nehru Yuva Kendra Sangathan, National Service Scheme and Bharat Scouts and Guides will be trained under the Yuva Aapda Mitra Scheme. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan today launched this scheme in New Delhi during the 20th Formation Day celebration of National Disaster Management Authority. Several parts of the national capital Delhi are facing water shortage issues. Due to the presence of high ammonia content in River Yamuna, the water supply will be affected in many areas till Friday. The Delhi Jal Board said the production of water in Bhagirathi and Sonia Vihar water treatment plants has been curtailed up to 30% due to high ammonia content. Meanwhile, the Delhi government has urged people to make judicious use of water. We have a report.
Several parts of South, Central, North and East Delhi continue to face water shortage, which is likely to persist till Friday. The New Delhi Municipal Council area is also affected due to water crisis in the city. The main reason behind the water shortage is being attributed to the rising level of ammonia content in the water of River Yamuna, which is above 1.5 parts per million. This has affected the water supply in Bhagirathi and Sonia Vihar water treatment plants. Meanwhile, political blame game has started over the issue with Vice Chairman of Delhi Jal Board, Vinay Mishra, who is also an MLA of Aam Aadmi Party, accusing the Haryana government of releasing industrial water in the Yamuna, leading to water contamination.
Haryana sarkar parali jala ke Delhi walon ko pareshan karti hai. Ab pani mein bhi is tarah se pareshan kar rahi hai. To Haryana ki sarkar Delhi ke logon ko pehle to pradushan ki maar de rahi hai, uske baad jo hai pyaasa bhi rakhna chah rahi hai.
On the other hand, BJP has accused AAP of running away from its responsibility of cleaning River Yamuna and providing adequate water in the national capital. Talking to Akashwani News, party MP Praveen Khandelwal alleged that the Delhi government has failed to prepare a long-term plan to address the water issue in the city.
Delhi ki sarkar jal sankat ke vishay mein pichle 10 varshon mein koi sarthak kadam utha nahi paye hain. Kabhi unhone ye nahi socha ya kabhi ye tay nahi kiya ki kis prakar se Delhi ki badhti abadi ko dekh kar ke jal sankat ka samadhan nikala jaye.
Amid the poor air quality in the city, the water crisis has doubled the hardship being faced by the Delhi Heights. With Adarsh Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In wrestling, Indian wrestling contingent finished the Under-23 World Wrestling Championships 2024 with a total of 9 medals, including a gold, silver and 7 bronze medals in Tirana, Albania. India's grappler Chirag has clinched the gold medal at the Under-23 Wrestling World Championship 2024. He defeated Abdin Malik Karatov of Kyrgyzstan 4-3 in the men's 57-kilogram freestyle category last night. Meanwhile, Sujit in the 70-kilogram category and Vicky in the 97-kilogram category have clinched the bronze medal. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on causes, symptoms and prevention of dengue with Professor, Department of Medicine, Lady Harding Medical College, Dr. Anupam Prakash. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez launch manufacturing facility for C-295 aircraft in Vadodara. Prime Minister to dedicate multiple projects worth nearly 5,000 crore rupees at Amreli in Gujarat. Scrutiny of nominations in progress for Jharkhand Assembly polls. Food and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi launches online grievance redressal portal for rice millers, assures government committed to buy entire yield produced by the rice millers. Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 being observed across the country from today to achieve a corruption-free society. And in sports, Indian grapplers end Under-23 World Wrestling Championship campaign with 9 medals. And with that, we end the midday news.